Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Strange Getting Geeked Out podcast. I'm Bailey, and I'm here with Morgan.
Hi.
Wow, that sounded like
sad. That was so monotone.
It was really creepy. Yeah, well, please don't say it again, but like,
hello.
Still sounded bad. Anyway, so today we're talking about the Broadway musical Newsies.
Yay.
Per request, or yeah, by request.
Yes, we had
someone requested.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Talking about Newsies.
Newsies. When did I last, or when was the first time you figured out Newsies was a thing?
Like I was in fifth grade, and I was in a music class, and the teacher for the class was like, we're gonna watch a movie, everybody, and she put on the 1992 version of Newsies.
Starring
Yep. But my recollection of it.
Did I say that right?
Recollection? Yeah, of it was a little hazy. Like, I forgot certain things by the time we got back into it when we were in high school. But yeah, for the most part, I understood and could remember the story and the names of people and, like, what happens at the end of the movie. Like, if you've never seen the Newsies movie from 92, the end is, like, Jack gets in the back of, what's his
Teddy
name?
Roosevelt's carriage.
Yeah, his carriage at the end. And I just remember that, like, it always ending like that. And I always thought that was really cool.
I mean, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know when I first found it. I feel like when you first talked about it to me, I was like, oh, yeah, I know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'd ever seen the film.
Yeah.
But, like, I knew what it was. But I don't know, like, how I had heard about it.
Well, we got back into Broadway stuff, I think, in ninth grade.
It wasn't like that. Like, I had known there was, like, a film called Newsies.
Oh, okay.
And I'm still trying to figure out. I just don't know how.
Okay, well, Megan, she goes with her mom sometimes to see Phantom of the Opera, because her mom really likes Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, yeah, it's great. And I got, like, addicted to it. And then, like, we just started talking about Broadway stuff. And then two of our really good friends, they, like, were into Broadway stuff as well. And they were always like, Morgan, you gotta, like, watch Newsies. You gotta go look up Newsies. It's great.
I remember we went camping and we listened to the soundtrack.
Yeah. And I think I was already in it then, but uh-huh. Before I was like, I really don't care about this. I'm like really in love with the Phantom. It's like, oh, I really love Poto. Yeah. And stuff like that. So I was like, Newsies, bleh. But then finally I did give it a chance and it was like, the soundtrack was beautiful for the musical. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. I know what this is. I've seen this movie. Like, 4 years prior, right. Or whatever, so.
Yeah.
Then it kind of, like, restarted.
No, I just remember listening to the soundtrack, the Broadway recording soundtrack, and my first thoughts were, wow, this is really good, to the girl singing is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because one of her songs is, like, my favorite song. One of Catherine's songs is, like, my second favorite song.
Yep.
But at first, I was like, oh my gosh, she's so annoying.
That's like a lot of, like, it's like nonstop.
That's, yeah, like, I know. That's why I just thought her voice was annoying, but now I'm used to it, and I love Kara.
I remember one time I was washing the dishes, and I was listening to the soundtrack, and, like, Mom came into the kitchen, and she's like, that girl's voice is annoying. And I'm like, I know, Mom. Let me do the dishes and listen to Newsies.
I think it was supposed to be that way, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, that song's really good. And then I remember, we listened to it, and then we listened to it again, and I was like, oh, cool, this is that. I'm going to have to, like, look up some clips or whatever. Well, at that point, they hadn't filmed the Broadway version.
Yeah.
But by the time we listened to it, they were going off Broadway. They, like, were leaving Broadway. They were, like, leaving the New Amsterdam Theater, and it was, like, leaving.
Was it New Amsterdam?
I think.
New Hampshire?
No.
New Amsterdam.
Yeah, the theater.
I don't know.
I can't remember what theater was at. I don't know. I didn't really pay much attention.
Something with the mill?
Something with Playhouse? That was before it was on Broadway.
Okay.
That was the South Broadway.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is that called?
Paper mill. Yeah.
Okay.
Playhouse
mill.
Yeah, that's where they do, like, previews and, like, they have people see it and then they, like, fix it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so by the time we were getting into it and we were like, oh, we want to see this.
Yeah.
It was leaving.
Broadway,
leaving Broadway
to go on tour.
They had announced a tour, and we were like, oh, we need to go.
Yeah.
We need to go see it on tour. Which, at first, I thought it was, like, the main people that were, like, saying.
Singing?
like the people on, like, I thought it was gonna be Jeremy.
Yeah.
Or no, by that time it was Corey
and then like other people.
Yeah, but, Tara, yeah. Corey, Ben.
So I was really looking forward to seeing like these people that we had really connected with who like the soundtrack and other various ways that you can see the show. Huh, not gonna talk about that.
Says it out, right?
Yeah. But then we were like really excited and we were like, well, we really want to go see this. Because we had seen a couple of musicals previously before. We've seen West Side Story when we were younger, 42nd Street when we were middle school. Mm-hmm. I think that was it up until we'd seen some plays and stuff too. But
first play I remember was a middle school production of The Wizard of Oz. Wasn't our middle school. That was like the first actual
play. Was it a middle school production or was it high school doing it? Because they seemed rather.
I don't know. I thought it was.
I really didn't think we were going to get in to see that. I thought the tickets were sold out and I was really sad.
I didn't really care.
But I had discovered cream soda.
I didn't really care like if we went to it or not, but I was like, oh, that's really good. And then we saw West Side Story and I was like, oh my gosh, theater.
That was crazy and it was so good.
Yeah.
I remember mom being like, it's kind of like Romeo and Juliet. And I was,
well, I guess it started with the Nutcracker in elementary school. We watched the Nutcracker.
Oh, yeah, we did. We watched the ballet version,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
I was, like, entranced by
that. I loved that. When we would watch that, everyone would be like, ooh, we're watching the Nutcracker. I'd be like, ooh, I sit on the floor, but we're watching the Nutcracker?
It's like, do you want to watch the Nutcracker, or do you want to watch this documentary about Cinco de Mayo? Nutcracker.
Cinco de Mayo sounds fun now, though.
Well, it was a documentary, so it wasn't really fun, but...
Yeah.
It was okay.
Oh, I like those.
If it was a ballet about Cinco de Mayo, that could be
interesting. That would be weird. That would be crazy. I would watch it, though.
Yeah, sure.
They went on tour. The main cast didn't do tour. It was a couple of the same people. The guy who plays Pulitzer, I can't remember his name.
Oh, me neither. He's been so long.
But he was not on the main Broadway.
Yeah, a couple people.
And his wife.
Just a couple people from... That were on Broadway and did it.
Yeah.
Some people that did it at Paper Mill, I think.
But by the time... So then we got used to the touring cast. We were like, yes, we're going to see them. And all is going to be well. And then right before... Like, we had bought tickets. And, like, right before we were going to see it, they said they were switching casts.
Yeah.
Like, all the people were leaving and, like, new people were coming in. And I was like...
I don't think everybody left. But the main people left.
So, and then we were like, what? We don't even know these people.
Yeah.
And so we saw, were, like,
really sad.
So we ended up seeing, like, people we didn't really know, and they still did good, but, like, I was mad because I wanted to see, like, Stephanie, and Jacob, and I can't remember the guy's name.
I know who you're talking about. I can picture his face in my head, but I remember standing at the bus stop waiting for the bus, and, like, looking on Google, like, to see when their contracts end.
Yeah.
So, like, we would know, like, who we would be seeing. And, like, they, like, literally stopped working, like, a week before we went.
Right. And I was like, but so it's interesting to see, like, I mean, the new people, like, Morgan and everyone, had been performing for, like, a week. So, we actually did get to see them. They did really well.
Not me. So good. I wasn't performing.
Oh, no. The girl who played
Catherine. her name's also
Morgan. Her name was also Morgan.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was really good. And then, actually, a couple of people that were on Broadway, we got to meet. Like, we met Ben. Were they on Broadway?
Yeah. They were?
Yeah.
And
we met...
And Burge.
We met Josh. It was cool. It's weird because they're, like, almost the same age as us.
Yeah, it was.
But they're really doing, weird. Like, they're belting these amazing, like, notes, and they do flips and stuff, and I'm like, dancing. Wow. Yeah. I could not do that.
I remember taking the photos. I was, like, the person that got to take the photos of everybody, and I, like, the photos that I got to be in, I stepped on, like, everybody's foot.
Yep. The only person we didn't get to meet was the guy who played...
Spot, right? Sarah was, like...
We couldn't find him. Like, I saw him, and then he disappeared. Yeah. I can't remember who played him. It's been so long. It's been years.
It is.
I feel bad.
She'll know.
Because I wanted to meet him, too. He was, like, one of my
favorite actors. Yeah, I remember, like, going to, like, look for him, and then, like, there were so many people trying to buy, like, merch.
Yeah.
And literally this lady behind us, we were, like, looking at the merch. We weren't going to... Well, we were looking at prices, because we were, like, maybe
how
something...
How much is it, right?
Yeah.
And you had to wait in a line.
Literally, the lady behind us had, like, her younger, like... niece or something, or like maybe her granddaughter, I don't know, And she was like, are you guys going to, like, buy something? And we're like, no, we're looking at the prices. And she's like, oh, okay, well, we'll just, like, get in front of you. And we're like, okay. And then we, like, left after that. So it was really hectic. Oh, and I remember we got there, like, late. Remember? We couldn't find the theater. And we were, like, driving in, like, circles around, like,
blocks. We didn't get there late. We got there right on time.
But, like we literally sat in our seats and the house lights dimmed.
Yeah, I know.
Like, my heart was, like, racing, like, so fast.
Which is great. We saw the show in Richmond, Virginia at Altria Theater. And the,
On the college campus, it's the one
it's that like, they use. It, well, it's not all on the college campus. It's by it's, the college yeah. campus.
But I think it's the one they use for college.
No, they Maybe. Don't. It's, I don't know. No, that's just like a normal... Okay. That's not the college's thing. Or it would have the college's name on it.
I don't know.
Anyway, the staff there was really nice. The lady that was like telling us where to go was so nice. And she had like a smile on her face and... all this stuff. It was great. I loved her.
I remember she's like, you can take the elevator, but no, we ran up 3 flights of stairs.
Yeah, we just ran up the stairs, and we were like, okay.
So, yeah, and so I, like, really good. I, like, cried when they started performing, like, the, if anybody knows the beginning of Newsies, it's, like, Jack and Crutchy, they're, like, singing. Up on the, their balcony on the roof or whatever, and they're, like, talking.
Which is funny because Joey Barrio's accent, I remember his name now, Joey Barrio's accent was, like, so different from Jar Jar and Corey. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. But it was still good.
For the life of me, I can't remember what's his face, who was on the tour before Joey. I can picture him in my mind, but I don't know his name, and it's going to bother me.
It was something like that had double because you had Jeremy Jordan, Corey Cott, and then the third person had a double initial.
Did they?
Yeah, and then Joey
stopped it. He sings that one song. He sings the Shut Up and Dance song on the Disney.
Dandaluca! Thanks for telling me that. I was still trying to figure it out too.
Thanks. We figured it out together.
Yeah, Dandaluca. Man, I was so excited to see Dan.
I know. Such a bean.
But didn't see him. That's okay though. Okay, so we should probably talk about the show.
Okay, well, the show is called Newsies, obviously.
Newsies.
But it's about, like, newsboys in, like, the late...
It's based on actual historical events. The newsboys strike, or, like, the paper strike.
From 1899, I think it's when the strike
It's happens. Different from actual historical events.
Yeah.
And like the characters... Well, and the storyline is a little bit different.
Yeah, a little bit different. But basically, the newsboys, they sell... papers, like newspapers, but they're called papes.
They just call them that. They're still papers.
I know, but like they call them papes. It's easier. Lingo of the time period.
It's mostly like the film.
Yeah, I would say, there's a little bit, there's differences and stuff like that, but,
Then they introduce, like, a female character.
New character, yeah, so like in the movie, Davey, who's like one of the main dudes and his brother Les, they have a sister and her name's Sarah.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
not in the musical. Instead, they've replaced her with a different person. Her name's Catherine.
But they also replace Sarah and Denton's characters.
Oh, yeah.
With Catherine.
Catherine kind of becomes, like, the Denton, but
she's
not really.
Denton and she's, Sarah.
Because she's a news reporter, but she's also... Yeah.
But she's not, like, soft and, like, mild like Sarah and, like, inquisitive. Okay, she is inquisitive like Denton, but then she's just, like... I don't want to say, like, mean... But she comes across that way at the in the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
But it's all well and good by the end. So
yeah,
she like helps him out.
I think she just has like a no nonsense attitude. Like she's not gonna put up with like people who are like,
except for her father.
Well, yeah, I guess. But yeah,
so
Catherine. Such a dork. So Catherine is like Jack's like love interest, I would say, and basically. Oh, what I was trying to say before we started talking about characters, they go on strike because Pulitzer, who owns the newspaper.
It wasn't making enough money on newspapers.
Yeah, so he raises the price.
So the Newsies have to buy the papers
and
then sell them for profit. So he raises the price of what they have to spend on the paper, and they're still selling them for the same profit.
Yeah.
So the newsboys have to pay more money than what they did before. So they're losing the money, but Pulitzer's not losing money.
They also can't sell the newspapers that they don't sell.
they have to
patrons back to the newspaper company. Right,
they just, like, get rid of them. So yeah. They have to sell all their newspapers by the end of the day.
Yeah.
Or they lose money.
So,
like, and they need money to eat.
Yeah. So they go on strike because, obviously, they don't have fair working conditions.
Right.
And they're not being paid.
There's no union at this time for the newspaper. There's other unions. There's
like the trolley strike has a union, I think.
Yeah, there's a union.
Yeah.
That's why. That's how they're on strike for 3 weeks.
What they mentioned.
Weeks.
They mentioned in the movie and they mentioned in the musical. I wonder if that's, is that actual stuff that happened? Was
there they had trolley strike. Yeah, okay. That has trolley strikes.
All right, it's been forever since I used to know all this cool stuff about the lore of everything, and now I just don't remember anything.
Yeah, they had, at the time they had, so this is like during the industrial era.
Yeah.
So they had like factory strikes, they had trolley strikes, they had the coal strikes during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the newspaper strike. But these were like kids, so it was like different. But they did, they did have factory strikes. And then a lot of the factory strikes that happened, it wasn't just like men. Also women too, so like they weren't alone.
Yeah.
Because like the musical makes it seem like, oh, she's never been a strike before.
Yeah.
Let's do this new thing.
Well, I think maybe, like, there are children's strikes. If you know anything about strikes in history, there are some children's strikes.
I know, but the show makes it seem like...
The show makes it seem like there's never been, like, a children's strike. Because they are children. Some of them are, like, literally grade school-esque.
Like 10.
Yeah, children. And then there's, like, older kids, but...
Right. So anyway, Jack, the main character, his whole goal is to go to Santa Fe.
Yeah.
New Mexico.
Yeah. To make enough, like, to make enough money to get out of the city.
Right.
Because it, like, is a terrible place, and, like...
Well, and, like, a lot of the people, a lot of the newsboys and stuff don't have families. They, like, live in a boarding house or live on the streets. So... Sorry, I had a burp.
You're fine. I just remembered one of the weirdest things. They never mention in the musical that Jack's real name is Francis.
Oh, yeah.
But they do in the movie. Mm-hmm. So, like, his name is Francis. Yeah, obviously, that's Francis in canon. But it's really funny how they just don't mention it.
Yeah, well, he just makes a new name for himself.
Yeah.
And I think everyone's like, okay, cool.
Yep.
So, anyway, they decide to make this union, and they go on strike. And it's pretty successful, I think. Mm-hmm. It catches wind. Governor at the time, Theodore Roosevelt. This is before he's president.
Yep.
He catches wind of it because Jack can draw.
Yeah.
Pretty well. And he, like... shows like the conditions of all that these kids are in, and they have Catherine do some
writing. For the Sun. She works for the Sun.
She works for the Sun.
Yeah.
She does some writing, and they do like some interview type thing, and they publish that. Pulitzer catches wind of this, and he's like, oh, no.
I need to make money.
You can't do that.
Here's a lesson in economics.
Economics.
Such a weirdo. And he's like, oh, I fought in the Civil War. Like, we don't care.
Someone does.
I know. I don't.
He cares.
I guess he cares.
Anyway, so the moral of, I guess, Pulitzer's story is, like, he doesn't want to go into, like, a new era, have, like, these kids run things, because, like, he's set in his old ways.
Yeah. Also, he, in the movie, if you've seen the 1992 movie, he has, like, 20 chairs in his house.
No, it's more than 20 chairs.
And he's got, like, a ton of
he's
chairs.
Like, oh, I'm going bankrupt. And then you, like, look at his house. He, like, lives in a mansion. And it's only him. Because at the in real history, for the movie, they did this.
Mm-hmm.
He did have children and a wife, but they had died. Like, they got sick and died.
Yeah.
So, like, they're not in the film. It's just him. So he lives in his mansion and, like, literally in his dining room. I'm sure he has parties and stuff, and that's why he has so many chairs. But he's, like, 15 chairs at his dinner table. And I'm like, if you sell, like all of those, like, you should be good, bro.
Yeah.
So we always make the joke of sell your chairs.
We do, because he's got too many.
Also, Pulitzer can't see.
Yeah.
He needs a magnifying glass to look at the paper that's, like, super close to his face.
I love how, like...
And he can't hear very well.
In the movie, they have... Christian Bale plays Jack, as Bailey said earlier. They take a photo in the newspaper. They make the front newspaper above the fold, which is, like, a big quote from the movie and the musical.
Above the fold.
And they, like... In the movie, they, like, they draw a square around Jack, Christian Bale's face, and they do a line out, and they write, like, Jack, I think, or something, or his real name, or whatever, and literally Pulitzer has his glasses on, or whatever, and then he has to get a magnifying glass, and he's like, this is the boy, right? And we're like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He Yeah, his face has been circled.
Yeah, like his glasses on, and he has like a magnifying glass, and then he also can't hear because he says "shut up" like 20 times, and like no one's talking. So.
I wonder if that was in the script, or they were just like, "Yep, just let's do the scene," and he was just like, "I don't know what to say. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!"
Yeah,
he just said it like
times 13.
Yeah.
So, I was gonna say something while you were talking, and now I forget what
it's
I was
okay.
Saying. Oh, okay. So. At first, they're like on strike for about a week by themselves. Just like there's different groups of boys that push the news out into New York City.
Yeah, because there's
so
different.
This group is Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. There's different areas in New York.
Right, and so all the other places like Richmond and Flushing and
Queens,
the Bronx, all that stuff,
Brooklyn,
are other groups. They all eventually come together.
Yep.
And do this whole strike. And then I don't know if. I can't remember if it's in the play or the musical, but in the movie, they also get, like, all the people working in the factories, all the underage kids that should be in school and stuff. And they're like, hey, come strike with us. We'll do a citywide strike.
I really don't know if they did it in the musical, but I would like to think that they sent out the letter like they did in the movie. They send out, like, the whatever Jack says, because Catherine writes it down, and then it's the same way in the movie. They print it on the printing press. They might not have those representatives in the musical just because there's so many people.
I just can't. It's been so long, I can't remember.
They're not going to, like, hire extra people just for the end of the musical. It's just like.
No, they would just use the same people.
Yeah, but I don't think they did that, so.
I just can't remember.
It's okay.
Because they don't show them striking in the musical. They just do the voice thing.
They dance.
Yeah, they do dances. Yeah, so the musical, they do flips and stuff.
Yeah.
Pirouettes, flips, all different kinds of weird, wacky stuff.
Did Newsies win a Tony? I don't know. They were at the Tonties. They were at the Tonies a couple years ago. I think what song did they perform?
Probably Carrying the Banner.
Did they do like a medley or something?
Or Seize the Day.
I thought they did the one at the end where...
Seize the Day.
When the printing press is there, like Watch What Happens Reprise or...
No, they didn't do that. They did that for, like, they did that on TV or something.
Uh-huh.
But that's not the same thing.
Okay.
That was good. That's my favorite. But Watch What Happens Reprise is my favorite song.
Santa Fe's.
It's, like a minute and a half, but it is so good.
Yeah, both Santa Fe's are my favorite. But if those songs weren't in the musical, I would pick Watch What Happens Reprise, because it's also really good. Okay. What's your favorite character?
Oh, Davey's my favorite character. Okay. Yeah. Before we go into this, our friends, okay, so we were at their house one time, and they were like, hey, take this quiz. It was like a BuzzFeed quiz or like a Disney quiz or something.
Yeah.
And it was like, what Newsy are you? And like I was like, I didn't really know anything about Newsy at this point. I like knew it was a thing, and like I didn't even know any of the characters. And I took it, and I remember getting Davey, and then I was like, oh, that's cool.
Uh-huh.
And then we like watched like the movie, and I was like, oh, that Davey kid's funny. And then we would watch, like, bootlegs and clips and stuff of the show. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this kid is me. But I think the one we watched, it had to have been. Ben Finkhauser plays Davey.
Yeah.
In the play. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this kid can sing. He has the most beautiful voice in existence. So if you guys have never looked him up, please go look him up.
Mm-hmm.
His voice is amazing. But, yeah, after that, I was like, I'm so glad I got Davey, because he's, like, my favorite character now.
I remember taking the quiz, and I got Boots, and I was like, I don't know who that is. I'm taking the quiz again. And then I got Spot, and I was like, I'm not Spot Conlon, so I'm going to pick who I am, and I'm Specs.
You're not picking who you are. You're saying who your favorite character is.
Yeah, he's my favorite character.
Oh, okay.
Because that's, like, who I picked.
Yeah.
So, like, in that quiz, like, I was just... telling my side of the story for that. Uh-huh. But he's my favorite character. But if I had to pick someone, like, if Specs wasn't there, probably Racetrack, because he's cool.
I also like Denton from the movie. Played by Bill Pullman.
Yeah!
Bill Pullman, yeet. I love Bill Pullman. But yeah, his character is very integral to the strike, and because he gets information out.
Yeah. He's, like, one of the only people...
that, like, believes in them. Like, adult that believes in them.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, really
helps to, like, push their story.
And he pays for their meals.
Yeah.
And he also pays their, prison court fees. So, court that fees. Too.
Go Denton.
Denton.
Who's Denton? it's funny.
He's the best character in the film.
Yeah, he's great.
But yeah.
Oh, wait. Do you have a favorite song? I'm like,
we talked
trying
about
to stay organized, too.
We talked about favorite songs.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We just talked about that.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
If you had to pick any other song, except for the one that you like, if it wasn't there, what would it be? I already did that.
So. They added a new song.
Oh, yeah.
To, like, the... Was it, like, the third leg of the tour or something?
Same.
And then they had Andrew sing it when they were at 54 Below.
Mm-hmm.
But the new song is, like crutchy gets...
crushy.
It's coming through.
Yeah.
He gets, like, taken mm-hmm. and thrown into, like, the... It's not a prison, but, like, it's kind of, like, a juvie for kids who get into trouble. Yeah, but it's not a refuge, okay? That's what they call it, but that's not what it is. It's kind of just, like, a... It's kind of like a holding cell, like a detention center for like troubled youth, and like he has a song that he sings.
It's cool.
Pretty good. It's like his letter to Jack, telling him that he's like okay and stuff. It's pretty good. I think that's probably my second favorite.
I think I cried when I first heard that.
I did not, but but yeah, it was cool to see. Mm. Did we see that when we went and saw Play?
Yeah, I think they had put it in by then. I think they did. So that was
I can't remember.
Pretty sure. Because Ben played crutchy, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they have to blow out the candle, but I don't know if they had a real candle or if they had a fake candle.
No, they were fake.
Well, I remember, like, when they did it for the movie, I believe it was a real candle.
Oh, well, yeah. So then they, what was that, like, 2 years ago? Was it 2 years ago?
2016?
No. They filmed it in California. I don't know.
Did they film it in San Francisco?
I don't know. But it was like 20, I think it was 2018 or 2017 or something like that. They filmed it, and then they like released it on Netflix and released it on DVD. I don't know. I don't think it's still on Netflix.
I don't think it is either.
But we watched a couple.
It's probably on Disney+.
And they put it onto theaters as well. So
yeah.
We saw it again.
Twice.
With our faves, the original Broadway cast.
Yeah.
In theaters. So
Jeremy
was
there.
Like, cool to see.
Cara was there. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Which they've been doing that. They've been filming those shows. I wish they would do it with every show.
Yeah, me too. Because, like, some people don't live in New York. Some people can't go to New York to see these musicals, but they really want to see them. And, like, I mean, bootlegs sometimes aren't reliable. Sometimes they only have half the musical.
That should be, like, one of our goals. Like, I mean, we live close to New York, but I want to live closer.
Yeah.
That way we can go.
Yeah, I'd love to go. Seeing Phantom of the Opera first, just saying.
Okay.
Like, I really wanted to go see Les Mis, and then they were like, yep, we're taking Les Mis off of Broadway, and I'm like, it's been on Broadway for, like, 20 years, what are you doing? But yeah, so sad this.
Still a lesson, though.
Yeah. Goes all the way to London.
what are you here for when you go through customs? Be like, oh, we're just gonna see Les Mis, and then we're leaving.
And then we're coming right back.
They'll be like, good choice.
I think they still go on tour and stuff. I mean, they've been doing, like, regional stuff. Never seen regional tour of Newsies. We saw the national tour of Newsies.
It was too expensive to get, like, okay, we paid, like, $70 a person to see the actual tour.
Yeah.
And then they wanted, for the regional stuff, which is just people in your region, like people you've never heard of. They had a couple people that were on the tour in the region.
Yeah.
Because we're so close to New York, but, it was, like, $90.
Yeah, it was really expensive.
And that was, like, the seats in the back of the house we've been to.
We've been to.
And you can barely see.
That's where we saw 42nd Street. And it's, like, looking down at, like, a little TV.
Yeah.
Because it's just so tiny
and
you're
like,
so far away.
I was like, I'm not going to pay more money for a play we've already seen with people I don't even know.
Yeah.
From just, like, the colleges around here.
I'll just go watch the movie on Disney Plus.
Right. I mean, I'm glad they brought it. That way they can, like, distribute.
Yeah.
And, like, do the song.
Yeah.
Or all the stuff. That's cool. But, like, I wasn't going to pay more money for, like,
Now that they have done the regional tour, I think once they get the national tour started, they give the rights to, like, high schools. So high schools can perform it. Because I remember when they were still on Broadway, and we were in high school, I was like, it'd be really cool if, like, the theater department did Newsies. Like, that'd be great. And then I had someone, like, explain to me, like, they have to get the rights for the music because it can still be copyrighted.
Yeah, they're like in, you know, they're like in Missouri.
Les Mis, yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw something the other day. They were like, we're going on tour. And I was like,
yeah, I thought I did, but I wanted to make sure. But our, like, school was lame, and no one, like, could sing, so.
Yeah. Well, there we had some singers, but, like.
Yeah, but not enough to do,
like, they weren't encouraged.
Not enough to do, like, a musical.
I know. It was so sad. Although, they did do Sound of Music, but we were already graduated by then. But it would have been cool to see.
Oh, interesting.
Sound of Music, great. I wonder what they're doing now. Anyway. So, yeah. Newsies. Have you seen it? What do you think? You can tell us on the Instagram page. Or anywhere you can put drop a comment, like on Spotify. I don't think you can drop comments, but like maybe SoundCloud. No. I don't think this is on SoundCloud. No. You have to post that on there yourself. But you can always do like a voice comment on Anchor. Why?
I don't know why they make that a thing. But
I don't know. It is kind of weird. Why can't you just type it?
So we are on all major podcast platforms, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can find us there. Strange Gang Geeks Out podcast. Thanks for listening to this episode, and we'll see you guys next time.
Also, wait a minute, just another update before we go, and before Bailey...
No updates.
...gets on here. We have talked to Megan, we're still trying to, like, work out when we're gonna do our podcast episodes together. She still has some stuff to figure out, so it might be a little while, so you're probably just gonna hear me and Bailey, or maybe Bailey and Megan.
Or maybe just Megan.
Who knows? Probably just
because I'm not doing this by myself.
Yeah, that would be, like, really
just to
scary.
Just no, to talk it's to, not scary. It's just boring. Like, you're just talking the whole time. And you're like, yeah. Oh, it's too much.
Well, because, like, what if you're, like, talking and then you forget to say something and you're just
that's why
there,
like, you, like, jot down notes.
Man. I mean, I guess you could do that, but I don't like doing that. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
We'll figure it out.
Bye.
And then we'll let you know. So.
Stay tuned.
Bye.